country or bad for our country short term. Long term, it's imperative that somebody does this.
The president saying the billions in tariffs imposed on Chinese imports put the U.S. in a good position for trade talks. Attorneys general in several states announcing plans to sue the Trump administration over a new policy which would allow the rejection of permanent resident cards for legal immigrants who use public assistance.
America is a nation of immigrants. It was built by immigrants. And generations have landed on the welcoming shores of Ellis Island with nothing more than a dream in their pockets.
State Attorney General Letitia James.
Yeah,
America is listening to Fox News.
Letitia, you're full of crap. And now this.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I want a homeless boyfriend. I want someone who doesn't have a cell phone or internet access. I want someone who I can talk to without emails, webcams, text messages, instant messages, Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. I just want to sit under a bridge, drink cheap wine, and carry on a conversation without entering a password. I have so many passwords, I have a password-protected website that stores my passwords. So I literally need a password to get my passwords. Homeless people don't need passwords, just a piece of cardboard and a magic marker. I bet living in a box down by the railroad tracks with my unwashed gentleman lover would really be peaceful. Unless Time Warner showed up to install cable. Oh, I think my brain needs to reboot. Of course, I'll probably need a password to get it going again.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
You know who is the definitive ugly person? Rashida Tlaib. That woman, she could knock the off the Statue of David with one look. Really.
Oh, my.
And again, I ask, who votes for a hate bomb like that? It's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing. This is fundamental transformation. Thank God it wasn't worse. There's Ilhan Omar with her bonnet on. And she's got... Tlaib is ugly. Omar always looks like she's plotting something. Well, anyway, let's try Cooter's fireplace out. Now, this is a good fireplace.
Yeah, that's a pretty strong fire right there.
Should I try with the book?
Yeah, let's go ahead. Do another paragraph there. Especially, let's get it in quick before you die.
It's not certain exactly when the romantic affair between Roosevelt and Lucy Mercer Rutherford Baines began.
Never is.
But by September 1918, it had met its abrupt end. With World War I winding down in Europe, Franklin had returned home, ill with pneumonia, from an inspection tour of the front lines in France. Unpacking his trunks, the suitcase type.
Yeah, you're right.
Eleanor found a hidden cache of love letters from Lucy. Though she had suspected her husband's duplicity for some time, Eleanor, gee, I think you're Swellinor, was devastated by the evidence that proved it. She later wrote at that moment, "The bottom dropped out of my own particular world." And we'll pause there.
So heartbreaking.
We can have fire and sizzling bacon at the same time.
Yeah, that sounds good, actually.
Thank you, Cooter. That's a good one.
That's fantastic.
We'll get that right up into our amazing sound effects system here at Blue Water. So we're expecting Brandt to join us, we hope, shortly from San Diego, where big things are going on. Right now, we'll see if any of this local rain that has mushroomed up, most of it either just north of the city or well to the south, over the last half hour.
We're rolling into the 5 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and things look pretty good for this time of the afternoon. It's busy out there, so please be careful. The boulevard's pretty crowded. Look out around the intersections. If you are on I-65, there's no issues for you. I-85 has our slowdown in the downtown area around the interchange, so be prepared for that. If you're over on Taylor Road, it's still really busy between the Atlanta Highway and Vaughan Road, so use care in that vicinity. Enjoy a day of shopping at Premier Place, then get great eating at Poblano's, King Buffet, and Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt. Premier Place Shopping Center, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stewart Vance at 333-333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, we've made contact with Brant. He'll be joining us to talk about your money in just a couple of minutes.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. A Montgomery middle school will be closed tomorrow because the air conditioner is broken. Floyd Middle Magnet released around 11:30 this morning due to an electrical issue with its air conditioning. Again, Floyd Middle Magnet will remain closed tomorrow as workers fix the air conditioning problem. Alabama News Network is teaming up with Ty and Doll Inc. and Winn-Dixie to make sure kids have something to eat. Our fifth annual Stuff the Truck food drive is this Saturday at the Winn-Dixie at Taylor and Vaughn in Montgomery from 10 a.m. until 4. We'll be collecting non-perishable food items to donate to MPS students. And the Montgomery City Jail now offering inmates the chance for change with a new initiative known as the Road to Redemption. The program helps inmates who are struggling specifically with addiction, employment, and shelter. The main goal of the program is to reduce the recidivism rate. I'm Daryl Hood. Those are your headlines. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Well, hi, everybody. Our better-than-normal rain chances are going to stick around for a few more days. The showers will tend to fade out in the overnight hours tonight, a low temperature down to about 74. Then for tomorrow and Thursday, triple-digit heat indices again. Showers and thunderstorms in ample supply both days. High temperature in the middle 90s. Friday and Saturday, the rain chances go up another notch to about 50 to 60% coverage each day with a high around 93. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Do you like tough trucks and big bucks? Then come to Wind Creek Wetumpka for Gladiators and Greenbacks. Because we're giving away a 2020 Jeep Gladiator and $25,000 free play. You can start earning your entries to win now. Then come in on Saturday, August 31st for the chance to win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator. Then on Sunday, September 1st, you could win a share of $25,000 free play. It's Gladiators and Greenbacks, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Play my favorite radio station.
Good quality radio like this.
Happy National Radio Day.
Radio.
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 Transistor
radio.
Invisible airways crackle with light.
Just listen to the DJs on the radio station.
Yeah, maybe turn the radio up.
Hey, it's me with this reminder.
You're listening to the radio.
And specifically to Mr. Right on the Money, Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald, live from San Diego.
Yeah. Hey, man. How's it going?
Well, I'm fading fast.
What's got you, man? What's got you down?
It's a throat thing we've had in the house, and it was my turn today, so I went to see Dr. Love before the show, and I'm a little prednisone getting through it. Hope to be back tomorrow or not dead. That's my goal, my short-term goal. But you're here to talk about long-term goals. We had our blogger, but did you get that link I sent?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, about
I
the,
sure did.
The,
and
has that been discussed out there? The media constantly hawking a recession?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you definitely hear, you know, talk about that, but a whole bunch of other things. I mean, and it's not really that surprising. I mean, this is what you do when the economy is strong and when consumer sentiment is fairly favorable. You have to just sort of create your own sort of economic environment in the minds of readers and just fabricate this stuff out of thin air. And it's not really shocking to anyone here that I'm with.
Mm.
It's sort of like business as usual, if you will. And that's what they're going to do, you know. And you're right. The key to it is, and he does a good job of pointing this out in his article, where, you know, he talks about the fact that, you know, consumers are really the ones that are driving the economy. So if you can, you know, put negative seeds, plant negative seeds in the consumer's mind that things are not going well, then you can start to, you know, change consumer sentiment that way. But I don't know. I don't know that that's really going to work. I mean, I tell you what, I'm here in San Diego. I've been walking all over this city and going to various events and meetings and things like this, and I'll tell you what, you don't see a recession anywhere near around here. These folks out here are happy. Business is good. You know, you hop in these cars with, you know, Lyft drivers or Uber drivers or whatever, and they all feel great.
Isn't San Diego a traditionally somewhat conservative area?
You know, it's really sort of a jump ball. It's 50-50. You look at the elections in the past, and San Diego County has sometimes gone Republican, but it is rare. You know, but certainly you get around L.A., Sacramento, San Francisco, those heavily populated areas, they're much more liberal than you would find in San Diego. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
But the one thing, too, about San Diego is you've got a ton of military here.
Yes.
And a lot of military people are typically more conservative than you would find, you know, in other big cities, particularly in California. But, you know, and I think generally people here are probably happier anyway. The weather's so nice.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. I mean, I'm personally a fan of mixed weather. But if you're a fan of, like, the same weather every day for most of the year, San Diego is the place to get it.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And it really is something. You know, I think I was telling Joey today, I think it was 74, sunshine, light breeze, practically no humidity.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous. And, in fact, I'm looking out the window at Coronado Island. Boats everywhere. Beautiful. And, you know, so...
What are some of the prevailing wisdoms you've picked up on at this conference? What's the consensus coming out of these this elite group of people that you're working with out there?
Well, the consensus is there's no question that the corporate tax reform and overall tax reform has gone a long way towards helping things in terms of overall capital formation in most every major industry.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no doubt about it. I mean, the data is in, and you can clearly see the impact that has had. And not only that, but it's going to continue to have an impact. You see a lot of people, particularly liberals, say, well, it was a one-time shot in the arm, you know, and it really juiced the numbers. But that's not the case. When you see tax rates this low worldwide, it attracts capital. And those dividends will continue to be paid for years and years to come. And I think Democrats realize this. That's why they're trying to do what they, you know, they can. But the other thing, too, that we're also hearing out here is that a lot of people do support Trump in his, you know, economic push and the agenda, his overall agenda. But there are some now who are beginning to question a little bit about how he handled some of this with China, because, you know, it's good and everyone supports it. I mean, most everyone, particularly on Wall Street, or even if you're a CEO type of a major multinational company, everyone recognizes China's got to be dealt with. Trump overall is doing a good job, but some of the wishy-washy and going back and forth and tariffs and then saying no tariffs and then, okay, we're going to do this. And then, you know, we're going to delay it for a few months, or we're going to extend Huawei now for, you know, another 6 weeks. It's just sort of,
herky-jerky all over the place, and it's very, very difficult on a short-term basis for, you know, CFOs and CEOs to make many business decisions in an environment like that, because these type people who are running companies, when they make decisions, it's for, you know, 5 to 20 years. It's not on a 1 year basis. And so that's kind of the only pushback I think that you know we're hearing now from a lot of people here, and the folks that I've talked to here say the same thing when they check in with their contacts around the country. That has been problematic. I'm not going to lie. It really has been a problem. I think Trump is beginning to realize that, though. And, you know, just little things like yesterday when the White House puts out an official statement that says the rumors of a payroll tax cut are not true. And then the very next day, which is today, Trump says, yeah, I've been thinking about doing that. So it's...
I'll take another payroll tax cut.
Right, right.
I would love that.
Well, yeah, but remember that a payroll tax cut doesn't absolve, you know, anyone from paying the taxes for that tax year. It's just that on a cash flow basis, you're not having to fund it in your check under these minimum payroll rates. So it would help on a short-term basis. But, I mean, look, here's the deal. I mean, Trump, he cannot afford to be going into 2020 with the economy potentially decelerating around this trade deal.
Right.
And so, yeah, he's going to be pulling out all the stops to try to keep this thing going. But I think we're going to keep going regardless. I really do. I just think that the data is too strong, and I think that, you know, the tax rate is much more powerful than people are giving it credit for, and you know, and that won't go away for at least another 10 years. Unless the Democrats were to take all three branches, the House, the Senate, and the White House. And I don't see that happening. I really don't. But all in all, I got to tell you, the mood is very positive out here. And there are roughly, at this is the biggest conference I attend every year. There are probably 16,000 advisors out
there.
Wow. Yeah, it's pretty big. And you know, getting to hear from some of the biggest economists from all over the world who come in and sort of give their prognostication or their view of how things are going. And one thing interesting I will report that has nothing really to do with Wall Street directly is the mood of San Diego folks around immigration. And because you're so close here, to the border. And
that's why my sister had to leave San Diego because she couldn't afford to live in the safer areas. And she moved up to northeast of Oakland in Livermore. She had to get out because she was always felt unsafe.
Yeah. You know, it's a bit of a mixed bag when you talk to, you know, most of the locals out here. They all say, no, this has been a problem. We do need to have order down there. And so they're supportive of it. But then on the other hand, you've got real families who are being impacted, you know, and you see some of these kids and, you know, that, you know, so-called in cages and all of that. I actually was talking to a guy in a Lyft car the other day who said, yeah, you know, and he was Mexican. And he said, no, my sister lives with me. And, you know, her, I think it was her brother or something like that. Their kids were in a compound for 7 months in what he deemed or said were cages. And that was literally in cages. They weren't even, you know, able to stay inside. So they were extremely upset about how this was being handled. But it's just interesting. This is a hot button item here in a place like San Diego, that's for sure. But you get varying opinions, just like you're seeing from all over the country. I just found it interesting because, you know, you're only a matter of miles from the border here. And there's a lot of passion around the issue, that's for sure.
Brant, we appreciate the heads up. Will you be able to call us tomorrow?
Unfortunately, no, I won't. I'll be flying back tomorrow afternoon, so I'll be in the air. But I will tell you this, because I do go through Dallas, and so if I have an opportunity while I'm in Dallas, I might be able to call in. I just don't know if it'll be the 5 o'clock hour.
Anytime, man. Just let us know.
Shoot us a text.
And thank you so much for taking the time out today to join us and keep us up to speed. It's very encouraging.
No, absolutely. No, I love reporting back from wherever I am. And hopefully we'll have some time tomorrow. I'll be able to call in. We can talk some more. And I may be calling in Friday as well.
That's fine. You're more than welcome. You know you're always welcome here, buddy.
All right, man. I appreciate it. You guys have a good day.
Yeah, I want some notes on where you're eating dinner out there, too, just in case I ever find myself in that place. I'm curious. I've always wanted to go to that Petco ballpark. You never know.
Well, you know, let me tell you. The hotel I'm in is right, literally, you could throw a rock out the window into the baseball park.
Wow.
They've got a rooftop lounge on top of the hotel. You can go up there and watch the game.
That is mighty cool.
Yeah, we're in the Gas Lamp District. That's where Petco Park is, and all the big restaurants are here. So if you ever do make it out, you want to stay in Gas Lamp. It's gorgeous.
I'll keep that in mind. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Take care.
All right. Brett McDonald collecting research and data so that he and his team at McDonald Hagan are even better informed to help manage your financial future. And it starts a dollar at a time. So you have to go over to see him and meet the team there with a suitcase full of singles. You just go over to talk about where you'd like to be in a year, 5 years, 10 years, and then start setting aside painless amounts of money so that when those years pass, and they'll pass faster than you can ever realize, you will be ready. You'll be ready for it. 387-0094, McDonald and Hagan, Wealth Management.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagan Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Montgomery Sky Watch cruising right on through the 5 o'clock rush hour with you, and we have a busy boulevard this afternoon. It's pretty crowded between Vaughn Road and the Atlanta Highway, so watch out if you're in that area. If you are on I-65, there aren't any delays this afternoon. I-85 has our usual slowdown around the downtown area, so be careful as you approach the interchange, and the 31s look great this afternoon. Be careful and get on home safely. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter announces a 60-day or 2,000-mile powertrain warranty on all qualified pre-owned vehicles at no cost to you. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
So, I was browsing my Facebook page. I just posted a photo I received earlier today from an old friend from one of my Disney broadcasts, and I put the picture up on Facebook, and then I see a post from Thino, the Greek god, and he said, "It looks like I weighed a lot more in those days than I do today," which is not true.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
It's the shirt. It's a white pullover shirt that makes you look Omar the Tent Maker-ish.
Oh, it's the shirt. Okay, I'll go with that, Greg.
No, look, you can't see where the armhole is on that shirt. It just looks like a sea of white. It looks like it's covering a lot of blubber. You got to take my word on this one. I wouldn't. You hear the BS detector go off? Don't talk like Joey. That's now you're patronizing me. So 84 has walked in to help me get through the final half hour.
I stumble in from time to time, Greg. You know that.
Yeah. Interesting cartoon here. It's a picture of a tire. And the tire says, "I have dirt on the Clintons," and then the next thing you know, the tire is hanging from a tree.
It's a swing. That is pretty good right there.
Do you know, I saw a survey today. Less than 30% of Americans believe that Jeffrey Epstein actually killed himself.
And I know you have seen the meme or whatever you want to call it of Kermit the Frog drinking the little cup of tea. That has become a thing where he says something, and he says, "I hear Nick Saban knows all the secrets about the Clintons. Just saying." And it's pretty cute.
I hope he doesn't know anything about the Clintons. I would hate for that to happen. Boy, we're closing in on Duncan and Son Predictathon time.
We're getting really close, my man.
Mm-hmm. A week from Friday is our first game. So we are very much looking forward to that. It's like the holidays are here, you know, because when the first football game starts, it takes right into December and Christmas time.
And everybody's undefeated on the first weekend of the season.
Yep.
Everybody's got a chance.
It is 527, so 84 is hanging out with us for a second. If you need flooring, Georgia Floors Direct. We've been talking. I just posted an article about Camille, Hurricane Camille, which was another event in 1969. I didn't put it in my column, but it was an epic hurricane, not just in the Gulf, but in the mountains, the Smokies, where it dropped 27 inches of rain in a few hours and caused massive flooding and landslides and literally wiped out sides of mountains that collapsed on little villages. It was bad. But something that happened in 1969, and they're still there, by the way, if you... because we've had a couple of situations that stormed 10 years ago where we got a foot of rain, and we've had a couple of them recently where low-lying areas, water gets into houses, and the first thing it ruins is the floor.
Right.
So Georgia Floors Direct knows how to expedite situations like that. If that ever happens, just keep that in the back of your mind. You may not be planning on flooring, but sometimes nature has a way of changing your plans. Jeff Mallinson and his team are there to help you navigate a huge, an enormous warehouse full of real wholesale priced flooring choices. Not, this is not unwanted carpeting that goes there hoping to get adopted. This is where high fashion, popular flooring trends are on display and available at a wholesale price and to be installed by people that really are the most experienced at what they do. You're a craftsman. You know the value of that.
And that's where my hardwoods and my laminate in my house came from.
There you go. So you got Jeff Mallinson to help you make out, make the choices. He and his merry band of floors and true artisans installers who have worked with Georgia Floors Direct for many years. Stop by and see Jeff and the team at 1965 Eastern Boulevard next to Ashley Home. It's 528.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit headleymetalbuildings.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University and the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Alabama News Network is teaming up with Ty and Doll, Inc. and Winn-Dixie to make sure kids have something to eat. Our fifth annual Stuff the Truck food drive is this Saturday at the Winn-Dixie at Taylor and Vaughn in Montgomery from 10 a.m. until 4. We'll be collecting non-perishable food items to donate to MPS students. A Montgomery middle school will be closed tomorrow because the air conditioner is broken. Floyd Middle Magnet released around 11:30 this morning due to an electrical issue with its air conditioning. Again, Floyd Middle Magnet will remain closed tomorrow as workers fix the air conditioning problem. And the Montgomery City Jail now offering inmates the chance for change with a new initiative known as the Road to Redemption. The program helps inmates who are struggling specifically with addiction, employment, and shelter. The main goal of the program is to reduce the recidivism rate. I'm Daryl Hood. Those are your headlines. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our better than normal rain chances are going to stick around for a few more days. The showers will tend to fade out in the overnight hours tonight, at low temperature down to about 74. Then for tomorrow and Thursday, triple-digit heat indices again. Showers and thunderstorms in ample supply both days. High temperature in the middle 90s. Friday and Saturday, the rain chances go up another notch to about 50 to 60% coverage each day with a high around 93. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This may be the dumbest song I've ever written. It's pretty new, and it's just about real life. So, let's do it. My wife was out for 3 days to visit her mom. I was supposed to cook and clean while she was gone. Somehow she never buckles under all the demands. I had to know her secret, I had to understand. Well, I thought it might be coffee, but that gives her the shakes. It might be soap operas, but she says they're too fake. It's not the car she drives or what she puts in her hair. I realized it's got to be something that she wears. Yoga pants. She wears them all day. Yoga pants. At work and at play. Yoga pants. What's all the fuss? What makes them so special that they keep them from us? Yoga pants. Any normal person would leave it alone, but I'm not a normal person and nobody was home. My wife was out of town and the kids were outside. I went into the bedroom and decided I would try yoga pants. So stretchy and thin, yoga pants. Feels like my own skin, yoga pants. Where you been all my life? I've never done yoga, but these make me wanna try yoga pants. So soft and so sleek, yoga pants. Feels good on my cheeks, yoga pants. These are the best. If you're waiting for a video, don't hold your breath. Yoga pants.
studio with us on Happy Hour, Mr. Yoga Pants, 2018-84.
You've seen the picture, Greg?
Did I? I think I tried to unsee it.
No, you can't unsee that picture, my friend.
Good for you, 84. Good for you.
Are you sure? I am fading quickly.
I can tell. Be clear to the audience out there. Greg's not dying or anything. Well, he's just tired.
You're awfully... I'm glad you're confident. I was just reading a thing. Maybe I'm feeling this fatigue because I'm so sick of this
stuff.
Shaving cream.
Mm-hmm.
I posted this today. The internet is losing its mind over a report that the coolest you should keep your house is 78.
Yeah.
Wrong.
And a lot of folks chimed in and posted their thoughts. Some 75 never touch it. Jeff says he keeps it at 80 and is completely comfortable. Hey, good for you. If you are used to that and that works for you, fine.
Look here.
This is what gets my attention. The government will mandate that the power company install devices in people's homes where they will be required by law to manage everyone's household power usage, including AC and furnace.
Good God.
They've already done this on a volunteer basis in some states, and I'm sure we know which goofy-ass states those are. The power company offers a discount if you let them install a device on your AC unit and electric water heater so they can control them. Mm-hmm. It's volunteer now to test the system, but I'm sure one day it'll be mandatory. You know what? I hope I'm effing dead when that day comes. Damn it! How much government effing intrusion do we have to look forward to? This country is almost 250 years old, and they're treating us like babies. So take your managed energy and shove it up your ass. Oh, God.
Amen.
They know better for us. No, your bath can't be that hot. Go F yourself. You come into my bathroom while I'm taking a bath, and I'll shoot your ass.
You shoot other parts of them?
Really, I don't care.
Yeah. No, amen.
This is nuts.
I saw that story earlier.
And shame on us if we allow this to happen. We spent wars fighting against this kind of
control government.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And why would anybody, you know, in the first to bitch, pardon me, are the people that think this is a great idea until it's implemented and it's too late to reverse. They're going to be the first to whine and complain.
And what if your thermostat is
then
out of...
Then I'm going to shoot them.
What if your thermostat's out of calibration and it says 82, but it's really 87 in your house because the calibration is wrong on your thermostat?
You would know a little
that happens a lot of times.
Yeah.
People ask me all the time, what should I set it on? What makes you feel comfortable?
Yeah.
That's the answer to that question. It might be 78. It might be 76. It might be 80. When you're comfortable, leave it there and just leave it.
I think the highest I can leave it is 76. I can stand 76 if on a working, well-calibrated AC system in this weather.
And that's very dependent on all of the things. Ooh, I'm getting warm all of a sudden.
Yeah, it sounds like Greg wants to read or something.
No,
you're just letting the fires burn.
I don't want to read.
Are we in hell? Did we all just die?
We will be.
No, we're still alive. We're not in hell yet, Joey.
But I just saw a photo. Do you know that Elizabeth Warren got 11,000 people to see her in Minnesota?
Mm-hmm.
What an effed up state they are.
Minnesota, weird,
like they'd never
man.
Seen, like they've never seen a pretend Indian. I think it's so cold there in the winter, their brains turn to slush, and then they never really work right again. That's unbelievable to me. I'm sorry. I did not mean to have an implosion, but that... this is coming? No, it's not coming if we don't let it come. That's the key. And I'm sorry, I don't think we need that. I don't think we need the government telling us how cool we should keep our homes and how warm they can be in the winter. because there is no one temperature fits all. If you look at the response on the thread, you get people that leave their thermostat at 80 and some at 72 or lower. Mine's at 73 and it's that high because the electric bills are ridiculous. But I'm not threatening the planet. That's what it's like. You got to destroy the planet. This planet, like George Carlin says, is going to be around a long, long time.
I'm sending you something, Greg, to cheer you up a little bit. Because you mentioned Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas.
Yes.
It is an open letter. A guy named, what is his name? Robert Wright. He's an economist. And he wrote an open letter to Liz Warren, and it is juicy. He does not pull any punches. I think you'll really enjoy it.
We'll share this with the audience, with our fireplace. Oh, I closed that out. Well, I can bring it back on YouTube. I want to talk about your CBD store. It is an awesome place that sells totally legal products made from industrialized hemp. And the only legal CBD oil is made from that hemp as defined by the Department of Agriculture. So this is a very, very thoroughly regulated business. But finally, at last, we have access to products that can help us with a range of issues from pain to sleep and more. If you are new to this, your CBD store, you can't be in better hands. And you walk in and you meet Marisa and Laurie. They know these products intimately, and they can advise you. In fact, Marisa was kind enough. I wanted to get some of the paper because it worked on Briscoe. Briscoe was a three-legged dog last Saturday, and by Monday he was not even limping. And what we gave him were CBD dog treats that we purchased at the CBD store. And I sent some to Janelle because her dog's a little older and is having some arthritis issues. So I'm waiting for a report back. But Marisa was kind enough to let me videotape her so she could explain to Janelle what these products do. So it's certainly worth looking into. CBD store is in the plaza right off Minnie Brown Parkway. You turn south from the Bojangles there on Chantilly Parkway and make your first immediate left, and it's there on your right. So it's, south, left, right off Chantilly Parkway. And please tell Marisa and Laurie, you heard about them here, your CBD store.
You'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer? Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
From the moment her granddad
put her face on the package. Little Debbie's been the sweetheart of American Snackage. And so when you're out shopping with a family to please, grab some Little Debbie treats for spontaneous parties. Oh, and breakfast and lunches. They make great road trip food. Grab all your favorite varieties for any time you're in the mood. From our family to yours, we take pride in what we make. So hit the store and unwrap a smile, because today we bake.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technology. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Look who's here.
Thank you for calling. This is Sylvia.
Who
am I speaking with?
This is Dr. Sidiman Azibo. I need to get a truck from you.
And from what city and state would you be picking that up?
I'm coming from the Birmingham, because I'm tired of everything in Alabama. Do you ever come to the Birmingham, ma'am?
I've never been to Alabama.
I'm sick of this.
All right, and in what city and state will you be dropping off that equipment?
I'm going from the Birmingham, Alabama to Nasaka, Nigeria.
So you want to take a U-Haul from Birmingham to Nigeria?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think that's possible. How are you going to get
it? I have my money. I have money.
But how are you going to take a truck across the ocean?
There's freeway. There's freeway. No, on the map I have.
There's a freeway?
Yes, ma'am.
What freeway is that?
Miami, Nigeria freeway. It comes down across from Cuba, and then you stop for gas in Jamaica, because that is the last gas station before you go across to Africa.
We don't run our trucks out internationally, though. I can't do that for you.
I will bring you back truck.
I understand that, but U-Haul doesn't run the trucks internationally like
We are leaving, and can I speak, manager, please?
Sure.
Good. U-Haul trailer, manager. But you don't have a hitch on your car. U-Haul.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Yes, so what is the question now?
Hello. Yeah, are you supervisor?
I am.
Good. This is Dr. Sidiman Azibo. And I talked to your very, very rude employee, man, about I need to rent truck to leave from the Birmingham, Alabama. And I go back home to the Nasaka, Nigeria.
Okay, we don't let any trucks out of the States except to Canada, because we have a contract there. We don't let them go to Mexico, anywhere else except the United States. We don't even allow trucks to go from the States to Hawaii.
Is that because you do not trust the Nigerians, sir?
Sir, I have nothing else to say. I understand. I cut it on the call, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go now.
Sir, just let me explain.
I'm going to go ahead and let you go
now. I tried to explain to you, but did you all...
Okay, I'm going to let you go. We don't allow our trucks to
explain.
States.
Please let me explain, sir, because my sons, they're me and my wife. My wife is in American white, Susie, and the Americans, they make fun of my boys, and that's why I take them home, so they can get better education and get a good job.
Okay, but we still don't allow our trucks to go out of the States.
There's freeway from Miami that goes to Nigeria.
Okay, you have a good
and
day.
I stop for gas in Jamaica.
Bye-bye.
Come to Jamaica and feel all right. One heart, one love.
You must have a lot of time on your hands.
Come to Jamaica and...
And there you go. That Miami-Nigerian freeway was a great shortcut to South Beach, because it goes over to South Beach, so the people that want to leave Miami Beach and drive straight to Nigeria via Jamaica.
Very convenient. What an infrastructure project.
Yep.
You going to be okay? What are you having for dinner tonight on that keto diet of yours? Let's talk about food. I ate a whole meatloaf by myself last night.
And that's what I made one Sunday that's really good. And I have some, I made keto soup,
mm-hmm.
which is ground beef and cream cheese and onions and some rotel.
Mm, that sounds really good.
It is. And I actually ended up, it's a soup, but I actually used it as draping it over my broccoli and my spinach. 6 weeks since I've had a potato of any kind, bread, anything.
Asparagus is very good as well. Fresh asparagus.
In fact, I almost bought some. I should have done it. The Pick Sweet is the brand. They sell it at Food Outlet, and they do have steamable asparagus because I don't have the patience to roast it.
Put it on the grill. Have you never grilled asparagus?
It's no, really my good. Grill's a little funky. My grill is kind of...
Gregory.
It's good.
Benjamin.
Oh, I
Budale.
Believe it is. It is. But my grill has special... I have a special needs grill. It just... You just can't throw anything on it because it's old and burned out, like me. And you got to be careful with it, like me.
Is it shrinking like you are? Because I noticed today you're like down probably 2 inches waist size. I mean, your shirt is like draping off of you now.
It's true.
Instead of hugging your big belly. It's your big belly's gone.
You make me sound like I was a hot air balloon with sweatpants.
Well, Greg, that's what friends do. We be honest.
Right.
I hate honesty.
But asparagus and use just a little bit. You have to be very careful with it, but a little bit of sesame oil instead of olive oil and toss it in it and put your seasoning, a little salt and pepper on it, garlic, and then... Throw it on the grill and eat it that way. It is amazing.
And stick with the diet. Because I'll tell you, just like you, I'm preaching to the choir here. Like anything else, sugars, those sort of carbs like in potatoes, if you fall off the wagon, you're going to fall hard. It's happened to me. I've done the no-carb thing. And once you get like a tasty French fry, it's like, oh, French fries for a week. So don't stick with the diet. All right?
Okay.
No, I mean, you honestly do. I mean, nobody can see you out here. We're on radio. But you really do. Yeah. You have lost a good amount of weight, and you look wonderful. Especially,
you do look good.
Especially for your age. You look very good for your age.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that.
Very distinguished.
You ever tickle yourself sometimes?
Yeah, well, almost too much, actually. 84?
No, I'm posting on Facebook the information for the pizza place. Have you been there?
Oh, my. Have I been there?
Have you been there?
Oh, my goodness. It is un-flipping believable.
Yeah. And great.
Get one of their pizzas that has the white sauce on it.
Yeah.
With the garlic and white sauce. It is, they are so good. Mike and the guys over there, they do such a wonderful job. And they used to cater all of our volleyball games that my girls played when we were at EFCA. And we would go up there, and we would just get 10 or 12 just regular, you know, just standard pizzas. But they were always so delicious.
This picture I just posted gives you a good idea about the oh, my God, size. Look at that thing. That is a huge pizza. That's almost a tabletop.
That's bigger than that guy holding it.
Just about. It's wider than he is.
That's bigger than Greg.
So if you...
84.
Maybe I'll stop by there on the way home and see if my sweatpants fit that box. Oh, my God.
You keep this up, he's going to make you wait outside until you come on my show.
Yeah.
No,
this is the last time Greg says, yeah, come on in early.
Not really. The pizza place at Harrison Road in Perry Hill. It is awesome. And the number to call ahead, which I just posted on, it's on my Facebook page.
Yeah.
And you got to take a look at that size. Oh, my God. 593-9753, and they do subs and a lot more. It's all good. At the pizza place, it's 555, our final traffic update.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the 5 o'clock hour, and traffic looks pretty good for this time of the afternoon. We don't have a lot of hassles for you. It looks like the interstates are both back up to a speed limit ride. Traffic on the boulevard's really busy, so be careful around the intersections. And the Atlanta Highway is pretty packed up between Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road, and then Taylor Road is jammed up all the way out to East Chase from the Atlanta Highway, so be careful out there. The National Clearance Event is going on right now at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Mr. Sandman. It's time for Mr. Sandman's Not Quite Famous End of Summer Sale. A sale so amazing we can only do it once a year, right before we start our fall sale. Seriously, we have a huge inventory of mattresses, headboards, and beds drastically discounted to reduce excess inventory. A large selection of 10 to 12 inch thick king mattresses under $3.99. Queen mattresses from $149. Twins from $99. Full headboards from $79. Queen beds from $149. Special discounts available on Serta, Beauty Rest, Jameson, and Sutherland mattresses, as well as many adjustable bases. Mr. Sandman still has a nice selection of floor samples to liquidate, including iComfort, Heirloom, Jameson Latex, and other premium sets. Mr. Sandman currently has over 400 mattresses and 200 beds and headboards in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery. Shop around, but visit us before spending your money. We normally offer at higher quality and lower prices than our competitors, while maintaining excellent customer service. In Montgomery or Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
All right, we have time for another pair. I don't think we do.
You're a tease, Greg.
I'm warming my hands over here by the fire, Greg. One more paragraph, please.
Let's see. All right. During the winter of 1914, I already did that paragraph. Unpacking his trunks. I already had Eleanor unpacking FDR's trunks, right?
Yeah, I'm finding the love letters to the mistress.
I'm glad I missed that one.
Tomorrow, we'll start with divorce.
Yeah.
Because it explains why Eleanor, even though she knew that FDR was philanderer, why that didn't happen. The social.
Who would step out on Eleanor? She was a very beautiful woman. Like Nellie Orr. I mean,
oh God.
Beautiful soul. Beautiful
soul. A good-looking woman.
All right, I will be back in the morning with Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, and the
adorable
Rich Thomas, maybe.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Joey, this is where you take over.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. The National Rifle Association tells Fox News President Trump called the group's leader today, assuring him universal background checks were